This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Debate night for Democrats.
Can anyone slow down the surging Sanders campaign?
President's case for re-election.
Our market will jump thousands and thousands of points if I win.
Coronavirus concern.
It is time to do everything you would do in preparing for a pandemic.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. A week from Super Tuesday, and it's shaping up to be a key night for Democrats running for president. They'll debate tonight on CBS ahead of Saturday's South Carolina primary, and the frontrunner Bernie Sanders is facing some sharp criticism. Political correspondent Ed O'Keefe is in Charleston.
Bernie Sanders defended his praise for Fidel Castro.
He formed the Literacy Brigade. You know what? I think teaching people to read and write is a good thing.
The Castro Literacy Program did teach hundreds of thousands of people to read and write in the 1960s, but it was also used to spread communist propaganda. Democrats like Congresswoman Debbie Mercosell Powell from Florida, a battleground state with a large Cuban-American population, blasted the comments.
Those comments are extremely hurtful to so many people here in my area and very offensive.
Meanwhile, former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg is looking to bounce back from a shaky debate performance.
We have a very few non-disclosure agreements.
How many is
that? Let me finish.
How many is that?
At a Woman for Mike rally last night in Texas, CBS News spoke to Diana Taylor, Bloomberg's longtime partner, about his company's use of non-disclosure agreements.
In none of them was he accused of doing anything and saying something nasty to a woman. That is not who he is.
I'm Stephen Portnoy in India with President Trump.
Our market will jump thousands and thousands of points if I win. If I don't win, you're going to see a crash like you've never seen before.
The president referenced a CBS News poll showing 65% of voters think he's probably going to win a second term.
I don't think there's anybody, frankly, on the other side that's going to be very inspirational.
At a news conference winding down his two-day tour of this country, the president insisted he's not receiving help from Russia.
I want no help from any country, and I haven't been given help from any country.
He pointed to reports Bernie Sanders has been briefed by the intelligence community about Russian efforts to intervene.
And they told Bernie about something having to do with they want Bernie to win. They did not tell me.
Well, futures markets are pointing higher this morning in the wake of yesterday's wipeout on Wall Street. The Dow lost more than 1,000 points amid concern about the coronavirus. Iran's deputy health minister tested positive for the virus. CBS's Mark Phillips has more on another growing hotspot, Italy.
Police have cordoned off areas near Milan and Venice, where about 50,000 people live. But the question is whether all the cases of the virus reported in Italy can be traced to this region. In Venice, where this is normally carnival time, the party's over. Luigi D'Angelo is coordinating Italy's emergency response.
The people have died because they were infected by other problems of health.
They were already sick.
Yeah, they were already sick.
The World Health Organization hasn't pressed the panic button and has refrained from calling this a pandemic. This is not an uncontained global spread, they say.
An Olympic official suggested today the Summer Games in Tokyo might have to be canceled if the virus isn't contained 2 months before they start in late July. One Harvey Weinstein accuser says the sky is blue again after his rape trial conviction. Another, actress Rosanna Arquette, says it's an important turning point.
You can't do this anymore. This is the beginning. It's a seismic shift in our culture.
CBS's Matt Piper on what's ahead.
Weinstein will be sentenced in just over 2 weeks on March 11th. The two charges he was convicted of means he could face nearly 30 years in prison. But while the case in New York was going on, prosecutors in Los Angeles charged him with similar rape allegations dating back to 2013.
Weinstein, ordered to jail by the judge after the verdict, spent the night in a hospital room because of high blood pressure and complained of chest pains, too. New information this morning about the growing sexual misconduct outcry against a legendary opera star. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
Placido Domingo told investigators from the Opera Performers Union he was just being flirtatious. But more than two dozen people told the independent investigators they either witnessed inappropriate behavior or were sexually harassed themselves, including suffering reprisals if they turned him down. All this during the two decades Domingo held senior positions at Washington National Opera and Los Angeles Opera. A separate probe by L.A. Opera is ongoing. Steve?
Former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak has died at 91. In power for 30 years, he was ousted in the Arab Spring 9 years ago in 2011. Hours after she spoke at the memorial service for Kobe Bryant, Oregon hoop star Sabrina Ionescu became the first college player, man or woman, to reach 2,000 points, 1,000 rebounds, and 1,000 assists in a career and a win over Stanford. She said Bryant's daughter Gianna represented the game's future. CBS's Steve Futterman has more on the outpouring for the two yesterday in L.A.
It was a two-hour service full of emotion. Christina Aguilera sang Ave Maria. Alicia Keys performed Moonlight Sonata. The most moving part of the service came when Vanessa Bryant spoke lovingly about the husband she's lost.
We loved each other with our whole beings. Two perfectly imperfect people.
And even the great Michael Jordan was moved to tears.
When Kobe Bryant died, a piece of me died.
Steve Futterman, CBS News at Staples Center in Los Angeles.
Two parade deaths have cast a cloud over Mardi Gras in New Orleans, but the traditional climax to the celebration carries on.
Rex, the king of carnival, arrived to fanfare and his loyal subjects. He delivered a decree
that during the great celebration, all commercial endeavors be suspended throughout the realm so that pleasure may rule both day and night.
Mayor LaToya Cantrell ceremonially agreed to hand the city over for one day.
Turning this on over to Rex.
Then fireworks flew over the Mississippi River. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
Many of us have fitness goals. CBS's Jim Shenavy says attaining them may take more than you think.
So you have a Fitbit and you're stacking up 10,000 steps a day hoping to lose weight. Well, forget about it. At least so say researchers at Brigham Young University. Their studies found that 10,000 steps is not a magical formula for staying thin. 10,000 steps works out to around 500 calories, what you'd get in a large McDonald's fries. In fact, researchers found that while an efficient way to burn energy, no amount of walking is enough to prevent weight gain all by itself. You still need to put down that fork. Jim Shenavy, CBS News.
After one of the most talked about heavyweight title fights in years, Deontay Wilder says he will use a contract clause to set the wheels in motion for a rematch with a man who beat him, Tyson Fury. The fight's expected to take place over the summer. And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news and culture maker interviews, and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.